Corner Podcast, Personal Finance Edition. This is Olivia, and I'm joined by my co-host, Rashmi.
Today, we will be talking about the biotech sector.
Yeah, so biotechnology involves using living organisms to create products, particularly in medicine. So don't get grossed out by that, because when we say living organisms, that might not be exactly what you first think.
Yes, and some examples of this is genetically modifying crops for better resistance or nutrition, and developing medicines using enzymes and bacteria. So it's not like they are living organisms, but not in the sense that Olivia said initially that we may think.
Yeah, so biotech offers potential breakthroughs in treating diseases like cancer and hereditary conditions because it's a really unique way of creating medicine and technology as a whole.
And this kind of ties into the importance of biotech sector, which is that it offers hope for treating currently incurable diseases. And new treatments can lead to longer and healthier lives, benefiting both individuals and society.
So this is why a lot of people see a lot of potential in biotech, because it is an industry that you can expect growth from in the future, because people want to see treatments for currently incurable diseases. And when people see that biotechnology might be a way of reaching that, they will have the hope to invest in that or to promote products from that sector.
And this kind of ties into the fact that biotech is unique in the fact that it's an extremely long-term sector, and not in the sense that you invest in it and you wait for it to grow over a period of time. It's just that it takes a lot of time for these drugs to be developed, and it's around 12 years from the idea of it to actual market.
Yeah, so if we think back to our healthcare sector episode when we talked about how technologies and medicine have to go through regulation, they have to be approved by the government, they have to go through clinical trials, that's after the medicine has been created. When we're talking about biotechnology, we're talking about an idea, going from that idea to research to development to creating a product, testing that product, maybe going back and changing it, which is why it takes so much time for this product to actually be effective in the future, and why having an investment in the biotech industry is really, really long term.
Exactly. And these steps that Olivia talked about, they're closely overseen by the agencies like the FDA, which, because obviously these are what it's going to be put out to the public. So they have to make sure that every single step of the process of creating this drug is safe for the public.
Yeah, so despite the fact that these are long-term investments with potentially high returns, there are higher risks. A lot of the time when we think of a long-term investment, we might think that over time it's going to yield some return. Like people who consider the stock market to always be a worthwhile investment because the stock market always grows. That's not necessarily true, and it's not always true, especially when you're investing in a specific company, specific product in biotech. There is the possibility of it failing.
Yeah, and that's very, very true for the biotech industry, especially. Like, there's actually a very high failure rate for these drugs because, again, they have to be closely regulated by companies like FDA. And if it does not meet the mark, they're not going to put it out. And they're very nitpicky with these type of regulations. Mm-hmm. And so, although it does have a potential to yield high, you know, significant rewards, at the same time, it has high failure rates as well. And so that's why this makes the biotech sector a really risky one.
Yeah, when you're thinking about investing in biotech, it's an investment that really requires a ton of research and preparation and knowledge about what you're investing in, whether that be a company, a product, a business, even like a mutual fund. And that's even more so than a regular investment because of the fact that you're expecting to invest in something now and hopefully maybe see some returns 10, 20 years into the future. And you don't know if those returns will actually exist.
Yeah, and so if you want to gauge an idea of if this is going to be worth waiting for or investing in, it's important to do several steps to make sure you're analyzing these biotech companies most effectively. And starting off with, you have to monitor the clinical trial progress and results, which is kind of like the FDA aspect of it.
Yeah, if you see that clinical trials are going poorly, take out your investment as soon as you can. And that also requires a level of being able to discern and understand what the biotechnology you're investing in is. So if you're investing in a new vaccine, you should be able to understand what type of success rates you want out of trials to see whether it's something that still has possibility for the future or if it doesn't, which means you do have to understand that in some aspect at least.
And I think that you need to have an understanding of medicine in general for this one, especially because this is about vaccines and really nitpicky medical developments. You can't just invest in something. Obviously, no matter what it is, you can't invest blindly, but especially the biotech sector, you need to make sure you understand what is the vaccine or drug or whatever it's being made. What is the terminology for that's associated with whatever thing that you're investing in? You need to be able to understand these things, and that is very key.
Yeah, even when we're talking about clinical trials, you need to understand how does the trial work? What are the control groups? How are people selected for the trial? Is it for men? Is it for women? Is it for everybody, any gender? Or is it voluntary? Or is it randomly selected people? You also have to understand how the data about the trials and about the medical devices and biotechnology that's being developed is being collected. And on top of that, analyze it, like Rashmi said, with that understanding of the medical sector to a certain degree.
And you also have to think about not only what is happening within the medical side of things, but you also have to think about just the audience target. What are these companies trying to target, right? So you need to think about if they're focusing on mass market diseases, which is a disease that affects many people, or orphan diseases, which affects fewer individuals.
Right. On top of having to understand the medical aspect of these types of investments, you also have to understand the business aspect, because these long-term investments mean you're investing in the possibility of a medical procedure being successful in the future, while also investing in a company, a newly starting out company, and investing in the idea that with the success of their biotechnology, it will grow and be successful in the future. So you have to understand both sides.
Yeah, for sure. And obviously the most important one is, what are they even developing? Is it preventative vaccine, which are vaccines that are designed to prevent diseases from occurring in the first place by stimulating the immune system to recognize and fight off specific germs? Or ongoing treatments, which are medications or therapies used to manage or alleviate symptoms of chronic conditions over an extended period, which provides a continuous source of revenue.
Yeah, and this is something that does get into the ethics of investing, but if you're looking to invest in preventative vaccines, those investments will lose value at a certain point. It's difficult to hear, but one-term vaccines are a certain type of business model that will not be profitable in the long run. So we will talk more about ethics of investing in the future, but there is a large consideration that goes into what type of product you're investing in, whether it be a preventative vaccine or an ongoing treatment, because that does impact your revenue in the future. And after all, we are talking about gaining money, enhancing your personal financial situation through this investment.
Exactly. And now that we kind of talked about how do you understand more about the company themselves, how do you invest in them? Well, some of the options include early stage investing, which one of them is angel investing. So this is investing in early stage startups or businesses, typically providing capital in exchange for ownership equity.
Yeah, and another way of investing early on is through equity crowdfunding, which allows individuals to invest in private companies or startups by purchasing shares or equities through online platforms, often in exchange for potential future profits.
And obviously, you can also invest in publicly traded stocks as well.
And as we always mention, diversification is key. So investing in mutual funds or ETFs or something in that vein where you get a more diverse mini sector of biotechnology is a good place to start, especially for newer investors.
And another way to be more accurate in what you're trying to invest in, this isn't really likely because for an average person it isn't probable, but consider consulting a biotech expert or investing in biotech funds for professional management. That is an option, but again, the average human being does not have access to a biotech expert on hand. So that's why it's important to do as much as research as possible. And again, like we said before, you need to have a strong grasp on medicine. You cannot invest in these things blindly, because especially because a lot of this has to do with ethics and medicine and treatments. It's very important.
So if you're wary of not having the knowledge or understanding or even the time to grasp that knowledge about the biotech sector, there's an alternative way of investing in this sector, which is by supporting industries like real estate firms that own lab spaces or contract development and manufacturing organizations that are involved in the drug production, but just on a different level where these companies are helping aid in the production of those products, but not the ones that are directly creating it.
Yeah, and I think that is definitely a smart way to consider investing in it. Like Olivia said, if you're not really sure about it, this is also applicable to many other things. Like, consider companies that support what you're interested in rather than investing in that thing itself, because it's actually less volatile doing it in that way.
Yeah, especially when you're just starting out, doing roundabout ways of investing in volatile markets while you're still trying to get a grasp on the market, how to invest as a whole, it's a really important and valuable way of learning about investments before you jump into those big time commitments, big commitments in terms of finances as well when you're trying to invest in something like biotech.
Yeah, and I think that's all for today for the biotech sector. Thanks for tuning in. This is Rashford and Olivia. Cash and all.